Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode
Welcome
18,
back.
Baby.
Hey,
guys. Episode 18.
Oh, 18. Oh yeah.
We're legal, baby.
Okay, well, when you put it like
chill
that.
Chill out. Maxing, relaxing.
Oh, gosh.
Ryan.
Hopping right into it this
week.
We'll
be too excited about that one.
Breaking news. Monkeys have broken into COVID-19 testing facility in India and stole test samples of the virus. Now fears are raised that this may cause another wave of the coronavirus to spread.
Oh, no.
Now, I hired those
virus
guys.
Monkeys.
To,
2020, what's happening? What's
that?
Going on?
It's
Mother
it's,
Nature. What are you doing?
It's live right now. Monkeys run away with medical college test samples. They like attacked a lab technician there, and they stole test samples. Now everyone's worried that
how did they know? Why did they put
it
a hit
was
out
us?
On
we
them?
Do that?
Monkey see, monkey do. You know,
been us.
I think we did that. Sorry, guys.
That was one of our followers.
Wow,
that was one of our
say?
Monkey followers.
We're not going to take credit, but we did.
That's pretty insane.
Our Spotify demographics say like it's like 10% male, 10% female, 80% monkey.
Oh yeah,
100%
criminal.
100%
cool.
100% gamers.
100% like pizza.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy though.
Wait, is this the Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
It honestly might
the,
be.
Here, are they filming Rise of the Planets of the Apes 3? Or whatever it's on?
I think there are already 3.
It would have been funnier if it was The Cure or something, and they just stole The Cure.
No.
Smash
the monkeys are just running around. They're trying to catch the
it's like playing
monkey.
The bum ba dum bum ba dum.
So like they talk like they talk like the lab clips. Technician on the scene. So we are trying to locate the monkeys. They do have the cure.
In the background, like the whole like pack of them run past while he's like doing like the newscast. It's like dum bum. It's like Tom and Jerry music in the back. So, like the Scooby Doo chase.
You see like a tank.
Where they're going
down
the doors.
Oh my gosh! Tank nuclear warfare against monkeys.
All right, so we did bring something up that I thought would be kind of funny. Are we still on the monkeys?
No,
we are always on the monkeys.
We're always monkeying around.
Of course. So someone mentioned something about those like gamer T-shirts. I don't think this is something we've actually discussed on the podcast before.
No, we discussed
it
in
something
our
we've discussed
private
many times
time,
off of the podcast.
Our free time.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
So something we noticed is that all of the T-shirts that people wear is like when you're in like. Second like fourth
or,
grade
you know some in high school
are all like are it's all stuff that like your parents get you from
like honk Target. Honk if you're gamer
daddy's a little gamer
gamer mode
and they all have like pictures of pizza on it
like you put stickers on your car gamer in the back seat be cool quiet gamer
they're like those like radiation signs you put on your bedroom gamer zone
do not enter
gamers only
ninjas
only if you like
must be at least
games.
This gamer to enter
two things I dear Santa two things I trade my sister for pizza and video games
two things I put my sister into slavery for okay
oh gosh
oh,
nachos and Fortnite
born to play Fortnite forced to go to school
born to shit, raised to come.
No.
No, Ryan, no. Redact that statement now.
God.
You're the one laughing hardest about your own goddamn joke.
It's funny. I'm imagining the shirt, like a 10-year-old wearing. What? Was it born to shit, forced to come?
That's not what you said. It's raised.
That's what I said.
No, said
what did I
you're
say?
You're twisting your own words.
No, you twist. You said force. No, it was raised.
Oh,
forced. Oh. You're forcing them.
Oh,
oh no.
No, that's no just choice.
Oh boy.
Absolute
oh,
forced
no.
Cummage.
This is. We're gonna slowly back away.
I don't know just if we need to be associated
away.
With him anymore.
It's a trio now.
Slowly back away from the situation.
Welcome to the three-person podcast starring three people.
Shit. Smile and wave.
I don't know which three, but I'll give you a hint. None of them are over 300 pounds.
That really narrows it down.
Just kind of had to get the fat joke in there for today. Those t-shirts, though, are... No one really remembers when they stopped wearing them, either. You just kind of gradually you just look back and think,
there
oh, wait,
there are some people that we
that.
Know who still wear
yes.
shirts. We don't need to. We don't need to. Get
we don't need to, but just it's out there.
Well, I would wear
the
one.
Gamer
it's
food pyramid.
Some people wear the
crushed
gamer shirts.
Cheese, pepperoni.
Are you describing the shirt of a gamer
the
or an Italian
gamer
chef?
Food groups.
I don't know.
Mountain Dew, Doritos, gamer. And cum.
Oh, gosh. Stop.
Sleep.
Why is it always
sleep?
Mountain.
Fortnite. Cum. Repeat.
Stop.
I like how some of them, they get like an adult to model the shirt. I mean, they don't actually get
they
the
get
model,
like a
30-year-old like render of
he's
the shirt.
He's got his hands in his
oh,
like,
yeah.
dude. And he's like, gamer mode.
He's like a girlfriend.
Gamer glasses activated.
Time to come.
Oh, boy.
Stop.
All right, enough of this. Enough of this. I feel like we've milked the subject. Wyatt, do you have anything?
Well, we can get into another little celebrity death this week. Another Seinfeld death. Richard Hurd, who was one of the bosses on Seinfeld,
he's George's
indeed,
boss, yeah,
passed away.
Mr. Wilhelm.
So,
oh really?
Seinfeld,
he was
no.
another Seinfeld.
They're picking
death.
Him off one
he
by
was the one.
One
who gave.
I thought Larry David was his boss. Oh, that was for like one season, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they have like just a silhouette and then
yeah,
Larry
he was,
David?
Well, no, that's
like,
he played. What's his face? Steinbrenner, the like, Yankees
yeah.
guy.
He played Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
This is so confusing
yep.
for everyone.
Okay.
How do you say
was he Kramer?
No.
He might have
did he play
Kramer.
Elaine? Oh, nah, I'm getting confused.
I think he did. Well,
speaking of celebrity deaths, you know, recurring segment, we got our money count for this week.
Okay,
boys.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how we're is that speaking of celebrity deaths? What
kind of no, it's speaking of recurring segment.
Buffoon.
Completely
you know,
unrelated.
Like related.
Shanty man.
They kind of go hand
people.
In hand.
Money.
Speaking of death,
let's go.
Money.
877, okay. boys. 877.
What is it?
877.
Oh, nice.
That's like the gamer number of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's my lucky gamer number.
Yeah.
As always.
877,
it's
the number
pretty,
of the
it's
gamer.
A pretty respectable amount. We kind of are... We're definitely... Once we hit 10, we're home free. We can probably like buy a...
we could probably like stop, honestly,
Lambo,
for a while.
Retire,
you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
No. We could pull a damn.
How much
area.
Does retirement cost?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, 10 I
bucks?
Think we could probably...
Are we close?
We're close.
But then there's four of us, so we actually need to get times four.
So once we hit
40,
once we hit 40, we'll cut it, and then we'll...
Home free.
Well,
how about yeah. this? Once we get to the amount that could fund one retirement, we'll kind of draw straws.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets it. And then the rest of us, you know, you fend for yourself.
Until the next 40, yeah.
Maybe pick up a few more jobs.
Hey, you know...
Busboy at a restaurant.
It'll work out.
Gas station attendant, you know.
Maybe hijack a testing facility with coronavirus test tube samples, whatever happens.
Candy. Oh, wait, I thought we were blaming that on the monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
We still
I
are.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah, damn monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid monkeys.
Yeah, why would they do that?
Dummy, dumb, stupid monkey.
Dumb. It's like the Scooby-Doo,
over the
like,
test
chase
tube
scene when they go
desk.
Through a door and come out, like, a door three times down the other hall.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just running back
I just
and
like
forth.
To imagine. Do you guys remember Night at the Museum?
Oh, a classic.
That's a
he was
great
holding
movie.
The keys in front of him.
Great movie, yeah.
The best part
the
is
monkey,
little
like,
Owen
give the
Wilson.
Keys back.
Hey, man, you're a giant, man. You're a gigantor.
Oh, the cowboy.
Gigantor. Remember that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Steve wow. Coogan is the Roman guy.
That's a good movie.
And Robin Williams yeah. as well was in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Good old Teddy.
There's a lot.
Teddy
it's
R.
Actually,
was he Teddy
yeah.
Roosevelt? Yeah.
And
the
he,
movie
had,
holds
he had a crush
awesome
on
well.
Sacagawea.
Oh, God.
he kept, like, staring at her through the gates. He's like, oh, I can never be with her. Yeah, but I want her so bad. And then he gets
and
cut in
the
half.
And the T-Rex came. And...
Yeah.
Do you ever just wake up with a soggy Sacagawea?
And all the
oh,
bad
boy.
Guys are free
oh,
80-year-old men.
You know what? We're gonna call this our break. All right. Monkeys. Right. Oh, before we do that, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to our patrons. Timmy McTim, Young Pirate One, and Simon, thank you very much. They skipped straight to the action. But for the rest of you monkeys, we'll see you after the break. And we're back, monkeys.
Ooh. Wow, would you look
oh,
at
yeah,
that?
Amazing.
So
would you look how time flies?
Oh, yeah.
When you're at, hey, you know what they say. Time flies when you're on the break.
When you're having a time.
Having...
Shut the
fuck, Ryan.
Come on, Ryan. Get your head out of always...
Why did I always
my bad.
Get the fat out of your ears.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know yet. Ears.
Yeah, it's out. They're out. Just suction them out.
The fat's out. Yeah, add a little ear liposuction.
A little bit.
No, it's not the only place you could use liposuction. Your...
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Eh, if I could, I would.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you?
I think Ryan really likes the suction part.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Brody. Kind of
a little kinky. Mm.
Ryan, why are you putting the liposuction there?
Oh, no.
Oh, liposuction sounding.
Oh, no.
God.
Ooh. Wait, how would that work? What?
Is it would just prolapse?
Oh, gosh.
What? Taking the fat out of the inside. Like sausage.
Prolapse. Like, mini prolapse.
It's like, it turns it inside out.
Prolapse junior.
Jesus.
Not the junior mint.
That's like the type of... You see a TV commercial? My little prolapse. Junior's first prolapse.
Oh no. You get an ornament.
Like calendar book.
Christmas tree. Huh? There it is. It's a friendly
prolapse can be as easy as one.
1 year old got
two,
spoiled today.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah.
Prolapse is nasty.
Nasty oh, boy. Prolapse.
Okay, let's hop into a topic, boys.
All right, so recently in gaming news, if you listened before, you know that I despise Xbox right now, and I'm a big fan of PlayStation, what they're doing. But PlayStation did a huge oopsie, and they're not putting any PS5 games on PS4 when it comes out, just how Xbox was putting games on 360. I don't know how up to what point, but they were doing that.
I want to point out what's kind of funny about this and almost ironic. Like if you think way back, Microsoft and like Xbox is what started the whole trend of making you pay for online services.
Oh, yeah.
And then PlayStation just kind of sunk to their level after seeing they could make money for doing nothing.
Yeah,
and then
pretty much.
After
it was like the worst type of competition.
But I think it's
possible.
Funny that PlayStation is now starting the next dumb trend, which is just not releasing new games for the old console.
Yeah, when the One came out,
I swear if
they had
Xbox
360 games
and doesn't
made
put Halo.
For the first 2 years of that, I think, for the first few years.
Are they still making 360 games? Are they still putting it out there? Or they stopped? They're done with that.
I don't remember when that console
really think they
died
still.
Exactly. I remember the PS3, they stopped supporting that in like 2017. So that one had a long life.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the 360 was.
I think the Xbox 360 is very viable still. Just it's a
well,
shame
they don't make them
stuff.
Anymore. They stopped making
them
a while ago. But yeah, they're still.
Yeah.
You can still play on them.
They're probably going to get cheaper for a bit. They're probably going to stay cheap for a bit. But then, I'm guessing like 10 years from now, they're going to be expensive.
Like what they're going to like do a thing with the was the
it's
going to
be like
no, it was Super Nintendo. Like they made like the nostalgia
like
bait console. And they're gonna
I don't like the nostalgia bait. I think that there's no reason to like buy something that's like inferior hardware just so you can,
yeah,
like,
you can just
have
play
the
a
quote
port
unquote experience
on, yeah,
you might as well just buy a port for like $5 because all these
or just like look
now.
Look up the game on PC and it,
well,
it'll
funny
be there
because all of these ports are so cheap, especially if they're just like one-to-one ports. Like yeah, it's like doesn't look right on that TV, but it's still better than like buying the same exact game for like $70.
For how much?
On eBay.
Yeah, it was expensive.
For like
it
fucking like Mario, the... Super Mario Bros. Yeah. 3 goes for. I'd have to check, but it's like you wouldn't expect Super Mario Bros. 3 to cost that much.
Hmm.
It's funny.
Kind of a shame. Come on, we'll PS5. You're doing good. There is the event coming on June 4th. It just was announced
we'll
recently.
See what
yeah. Wait, and it looks. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't know.
Hopefully they actually announce games.
Or maybe show us the console for Christ's sakes. I mean.
Or maybe do that. Yeah.
Just want to see what it looks like. We've seen the controller.
Yeah.
And.
Controller's sick.
Is it?
Show us the console.
I think you showed me this. What is
I didn't like
the
controller first, but now it's grown on me.
Yeah, it's like this like futuristic like white and like black like Tron.
I'm so mad. It's not called the DualShock though. It's called the DualSense.
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 Yeah, I wish it was the DualShock 5 or whatever.
There's that probably means there's like a bunch of like haptics and stuff.
There is.
Or like
I
some
read a whole
sort
thing
of
about it, but I forgot cool. everything because I was bored.
Yeah, that'd be
Does
awesome.
Does it have more stuff than like the Joy-Cons with like the HD Rumble shit?
Maybe.
Probably. Probably at that level.
Well, better than
Xbox.
It's
interesting how ever since the Wii, Nintendo's just been on their fucking own shit.
Yeah.
They just opted out after GameCube.
Yeah, Xbox new controller sucks. They just added the share button.
Oh, that's really lame. Just because I think Xbox is going to be done. The more Xbox does this stuff, the more it seems like generic, like Google Stadia. Like,
yeah.
Haven't you noticed that? It always reminds you more and more of that with all this new Xbox shit.
Yeah, like the... Yeah,
I think they stopped innovating. Yeah. I think that's what it feels like. They just made a formula that like works, and they just kind of like milked it. I don't know.
Too far.
I'm excited to see the PlayStation. I don't think I want to shell out like what is it like $500?
Yeah, it's $500 for each. So like at the end of the day, it's gonna be which one do you want?
Okay, so at least they're competitive.
I'm probably just gonna stick with what I have.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'll probably.
I'm
wait
sure
a few
they'll
years.
Support it for a bit. Yeah, and then it'll be cheaper by the time they stop supporting it. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Like, did the Xbox One get cheaper throughout its life?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, it did. So did PS4.
I'm not in a rush to play most of these games.
No.
Especially if Halo's on the Xbox One. I'll just, like...
Yeah, it's going to be on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be on Game Pass?
Oh, that's pretty epic.
So I can play Halo for $10 and then cancel the subscription?
No, or it'll probably... Because right now, Game Pass is free for $1 for, like, a month. So
yeah, that's what I always do.
Yeah.
You could probably just nab it for $1.
And then when the dollar's up
again, that's, like, the one thing... Xbox is doing really well. Is their Game Pass? I love the Game Pass. There's so many new games.
I don't really
get
how they're making money off of it.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it's
really
like
care.
People wouldn't be
like,
buying those
care
games
about
either
if they
way.
Make money. I just don't want to spend money.
I'm not losing money. Yeah.
I just don't know how long they can last by doing that. But well, also that's probably going to affect highly the Halo sales. I would think as well. Probably. I don't know.
I don't think people are going to buy it if they can just play it for like 10. Because think about it. Most, unless they have a killer multiplayer, most people are going to play this game for like
the campaign.
I mean, this is going to be the last
campaign.
This is going to be the last Halo.
Be done with
at least
it in
that's
a month.
What 343 said.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I know.
3 was going to be the last Halo, then Halo 4 was going to be
Bungie
what?
Bungie left and after Halo 3, but then 343 came on and wanted to reboot it. But now 343 says they don't want to do it anymore either.
Halo?
So unless another company
goes,
comes on.
Fuck you, next studio, Activision, make Halo now.
This is 343's last
Halo.
Halo feels like a zombie, dude.
I know, it keeps getting revived, and it doesn't need to. I was actually happy after Reach. It could have stopped, and now they kind of kept making new ones. I don't know.
I thought Reach would have been a satisfying game.
Like, that was such a good campaign.
Reach
it was like,
the
it
best
was compact,
game,
but it was so fun to play.
But the thing is, if they ended with Reach, people would be begging for it to come back.
I'm sure, but
so there really is no way to...
call for something to come back.
You either die a hero,
go
or
away.
long enough to see yourself become the villain.
No matter what it is.
Tupac.
There's always someone who wants something to return.
Well, hopefully, speaking of video games, at the end of the day,
you can't really get so serious about it.
Speaking of wanting stuff to return, there is the new SpongeBob show spinoff.
Oh,
with, like,
I thought you were talking about the
SpongeBob
video game. Come on.
Why is
Battle
everything
for Bikini
a baby
Bottom?
SpongeBob?
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, it's like follows
baby
like
Mario.
It's
little
so
baby.
Weird. That's
it's,
a new trend.
It's right after Hillenburg died and said he didn't want any spinoffs.
No.
And he
I'm
dies.
About
and...
the fact that everything has to be a fucking baby nowadays.
Oh my.
Have you
know
everything?
Yeah,
the,
everything.
The whole like,
Yoda
peanut
baby
thing.
Yoda.
Like,
baby
Yoda.
Is
baby
SpongeBob
Groot,
replacing
it's
SpongeBob.
All like,
is that like a replacement show? Are they running concurrently?
Because then they'd just be. Pissing on Hillenburg's grave, but
I didn't know he was dead.
That's so dumb. What do you mean you don't know he was dead?
Yeah, he died.
That was a whole like big thing.
There was like a whole thing.
Yeah,
who cares?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
He seems like a nice guy. I mean, who cares that he doesn't know? Is what I mean.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
I know now.
Internet news.
That's the point.
I think that the baby trend is just so odd. Like, why is that, of all things they could make characters into?
Merchandise.
Why does everyone want to see them as a baby?
Merchandise.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, oh,
it's easier
like
to make
money.
I don't want to rile up you two consumer guys or anything, but it's to make money.
You've rattled us up.
Oh, no.
If you don't know what Mammalorians are, it's just like Facebook moms who idolize Baby Yoda and like make him doing like little baby stuff, like, oh, Baby Yoda enjoying his first Gerber milkshake, like just feeding him. Literally terrible. It's
that's actually disgusting. Really,
I should just
weird.
Join and say that's Mandalorian's so overrated. So is Baby Yoda.
Yeah,
Mandalorian's a bit overrated. Yeah,
I don't. I think Baby Groot was the one that kicked it off.
It wasn't that special.
Really putting it up there, and there's basically no story. And
it really, it was half filler, and the whole storyline took place.
Like three really
good first
episodes,
and second episodes, and then the last two episodes. It's like, oh, let's fucking throw Bill Burr in a Star Wars show.
Even though he doesn't like Star Wars. He thought it was Star Trek.
I think he said on his podcast that he just doesn't know anything about it. And he's like, yeah, that could be fun. And then all of a sudden there's like all these fucking like, Comic-Con nerds going up to him. Being like, oh, you're in the show.
He probably got on set and did the Vulcan sign. Oh, hey, guys.
Star Wars?
This is your captain speaking, Captain Kirk. Okay. Please leave.
From Star Wars.
I mean, it does seem really stupid to, like, obsess over. I think it's fine. It's fine to, like, enjoy stuff like that. But I think making
until
it into your personality.
You have people saying, like, oh, the nurses are just like my Star Wars. They're heroes like my Star Wars.
Captain America. Look at them.
They're really
my superhero, like Marvel.
The people that post on, like, those pictures with, like, the nurses, like, with superhero clothes, like, photoshopped on.
Oh, jeez, that's awful.
It's like, yeah, they're good just people. They're great people for doing this stuff. But, like,
yeah.
The Marvel, really? They're Marvel?
Yeah. My Star Wars. My Jedi nurses. It's like...
My Jabba the Hutt nurse. Right. Okay.
I think this topic's... This topic's
oh,
this time.
Boy.
We have anything else, Wyatt?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys watched the live stream, did you see the SpaceX thing? Where they were trying to send the astronauts to space, but then it, like, failed or something?
Oh, yeah, I heard
it. It rained. It was really heavy downpour.
Yeah,
it just started raining, so they couldn't do it.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, that's the first non-NASA to attempt to send astronauts into space. I guess they're going to try it again this week or whatever. But
really?
Yeah, I saw that. They're live streaming it.
I don't know I don't know what the point is. They're just sending them to space, and they're just going to come right back down, I think. But I guess it's just supposed
to
be.
I never really thought about that people, you don't, like, need... do you need, like, a permit to do that?
A permit?
Can you just fucking, like...
I assume it's probably safety checks and stuff.
I guess it's not government.
Isn't this, like, leading towards, like, commercialized space flight? Kind of like airplanes?
That's what I was thinking.
That would be insane.
That's what it seems like.
I think that's where he's leading with this. That's where he's going.
Well, yeah, that's insane. That would be...
But, I mean, it's damn expensive, unless they figure out a cheaper way to...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's like $100,000 or something.
I'd like to know the price of a round-trip space flight from Earth to Mars. Oh, boy. It's going to be expensive.
I know.
That would scare the shit out of me, though. I don't know if I could do that.
First class and, like, business.
I don't think it's scarier than going on a boat in the middle of the ocean. I think space is probably safer than that.
No.
Yes.
No, space is so much scarier than the ocean.
The vacuum.
No, I think the ocean.
No, because if you fucking drift off,
then you're dead.
Like, there's no.
But in the ocean,
there's no chance of, like,
undertow. It's like
you just slowly.
It's similar, but very different at the same time.
Like, you could hit land on an ocean and, like, kind of survive. But if you're in space, you're done.
You can kind of survive. You would die. In space,
yeah, but what if you drift towards a friendly civilization, Ryan?
What?
What about that? What if you float until you find a colony of aliens and they
or like
they
a cruise? Oh yeah,
they think you're a
you
deity.
Go to Mars.
Did you guys see the photo? You can look up like photos that they sent out into space. They're like some of the weirdest photos like ever. I don't know. It's like some guy like
on like that golden disc or whatever.
Yeah,
they sent out like ice cream and like a family, a home. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
images
on the golden record. There's
the golden record.
Planets.
Yeah.
There's a woman breastfeeding.
Oh.
There's the Olympics.
Oh, the golden record. Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we send up a monkey record? It's just a full archive.
Wait, we should bury a time capsule full of monkey memorabilia.
Oh, funny. Dead ass. We should do it in your backyard. We come back like 15 years later.
What purpose would that serve?
Just listen to the thing on. I feel like this is pretty good archive. Just fucking open Spotify.
Yeah,
it's all there.
Or that works.
Our time capsule's becoming outdated. I feel like there's probably something cool about physically digging something up.
I wonder how far is Voyager 2 actually, or Voyager 1?
That could be fun.
That's a cure.
Why don't we do this quick? Because it is time to wrap up. Okay, while you're doing that, yeah.
11.7 billion miles away.
Whoa. Jeez.
So that's the farthest man-made object from Earth.
Wait, when did that go? When did they launch that?
1970 something.
How do they still have contact with that from 1977 technology?
They probably just adapted.
Yeah. Nuts.
All right, we are just about out of time. Thank you all for listening. Kind of abrupt, if you want to join in on the fun, go to disboard.org,
kind of rude, honestly.
Search podcast, hit up the monkey house, throwing bananas and shit.
Hey, your mom. The usual stuff.
And if you want extended episodes, bonus content, Purple Monkey Patreon.
Gaylor.
We do a ton of stuff on there. Thank you for listening otherwise. And, we still make the regular episodes pretty damn good, in my opinion. So, see ya, monkey.